It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In John chapter 16, we've seen how that the Lord is getting ready to go back to heaven, and how that he's talking to the apostles, the disciples here, and he's letting them know that something is going to happen when he goes away. But if he does not go away, it's not going to happen, so therefore he's going. And what was going to take place is that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, would come in a different manner than he has been in the past. He would indwell people. Now, it doesn't say that here in these verses that we've read, but we know by studying scriptures that the Bible teaches us that when we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. The Bible says if we have not the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, then we're none of His. So that means that when we get saved, we have the Holy Spirit. But Jesus is telling these people, He's preparing them that He's getting ready to go back to the Heavenly Father. And if He does not go away, now, you see, they saw Him physically. They did not want Him to leave. But He tells them, if I don't go away, then the Holy Spirit can't come and comfort you. But He lets them know that He is going away, and because He's going away, the Holy Spirit would come, and He would reprove the world of sin. That means He would let people know that they are sinners, and that they need Jesus as Lord and Savior. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And let me remind you that if a person has not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they did make a decision. They decided not to take the Lord as Savior. In other words, they have decided to go the devil's way. They've decided to, in essence, to keep the devil as the one who is in charge of their lives. When we trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, He becomes the one who's in charge. We listen to Him through His Word and do what He wants us to do. Now, we do what He wants us to do, not to go to heaven, but because we're saved and on our way to heaven. We serve God by, first of all, by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Then after we've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then we can serve God. First of all, by letting other individuals know that they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I don't know about you as a saved person, but I know as a saved person, I want to see as many people in heaven as possible. And therefore, I must tell others about the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you do that as a saved person, that you're helping other people know about Jesus Christ, either by word of mouth, by the printed word, by writing a letter to someone, by giving a tract to someone, by whatever means you have of letting other individuals know that Jesus saves and that He wants to save everybody in this world. Well, in John chapter 16, we pick up our study here, and we've talked about the Holy Spirit. And in verse 12, Jesus says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. He had given them a lot of things. He had told them many things. And He says, I've told you enough right now. And He did not want to discourage these people. He did not want to get them to a point where they would just hang their heads and just be discouraged completely. He said, I have yet many things to say to you, unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13 says, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit has come into this world after Jesus left, of course. The Holy Spirit has come into this world to lead and guide saved people. The Holy Spirit has come into this world to lead and guide into all truth, according to the Word of God. And we've read that in verse 13 here. And He's not going to speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear. Well, who would He hear it from? He would hear it from God the Father. Now, let me remind you that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. One God. I don't understand everything. I don't comprehend everything that the Bible says. I take it by faith. And I believe that there's a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're all equal in power. They have different offices. They have different things to do. And the Holy Spirit's, if you would allow me to say this, the thing that He has come to do is to guide us into all truth. And He's come to not speak of Himself, but He's come to speak to whatsoever He shall. He shall speak of those things that God the Father and God the Son wants Him to speak. He's going to be a comforter to those individuals who need comforting. And the people who need comforting are those people who trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And what else would He do? Verse 13 says, "And He will show you things to come." Well, we know that by reading the Holy Scriptures that God has given us, it's God-breathed, the Holy Scriptures are. And I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, and God-breathed. It does not only contain the Word of God, it is the Word of God. It's the Word of God that's given to men and women, boys and girls, to guide and direct them, first to know how to be saved, and then how to serve God, and what takes place in this life, and what's going to take place in the life hereafter, not only for saved people, but for unsaved people. Now, we know that things to come in this life, so many people get wrapped up in the prophecies that we see in the Word of God. Nothing wrong with studying the prophecies of God's Word. It's God's Word. When we start getting so wrapped up in looking at things to come, and the Holy Spirit will lead us through those things and help us to understand them as we read the Word of God, but we should not get so wrapped up in the future things that we forget the present things. The people of God need to be aware that there are individuals around them that need to be saved. And let me add that there are people around us, those people, I'm speaking of saved people around us, there's people around us, who other people who are saved, that we need to be encouraging them just as the Holy Spirit encourages. Now, we can't do the same thing, but sometimes it's we need to have flesh and blood around us. We need to be encouraged by other individuals. And there's no better way to be encouraged than by a brother or sister in Christ who comes to us and say, "I understand, I'm praying for you, and I want you to know that I love you in the Lord, and I'm lifting you up to the Lord, and I'm asking Him to take care of you and help you through any difficult times that you're going through, or that you will go through." It's good to have a brother or sister in Christ to encourage us. And that's another reason another way that we can serve God is by helping each other, lifting each other up. But the one who really lifts us up is God, the Holy Spirit. He has come to be a comfort to us. And once again, we should not get so wrapped up in the future that we forget the present. We need to remember that we're in the here and now, and we need to be doing what God wants us to do. The Bible says He will show you things to come. We can see what's going to take place in the future, and there's some things in there that we need to know as Christians as what to expect, and there's things in there that we need to be telling the world of what to expect, that there's coming times that they need to be aware of, that it may be too late for them to get saved, that maybe they've turned their back on the Lord Jesus Christ many times, and it's, it's too late to be saved. Once again, reminding them that after they're dead, it's too late to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, notice in verse 14, it says there that the Holy Spirit, He, that's the Holy Spirit, shall glorify Me. For He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. In other words, He's going to receive instructions from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to let people know what the Lord wants people to know. And how do we do that? I say this so many times, and it's so important for every person to understand. Every saved person needs to realize that we see the things of God in His Word, that we receive what He wants us to have through His Word. And that Word is imparted to us and explained to us by the Holy Spirit, because He will lead us into all truth. Now notice, it says in verse 14 of John 16, "He shall glorify Me." Jesus Christ is going to be lifted up. You go back and you study in the book of John, and you find out that Jesus came to glorify God the Father. And now we see that the Holy Spirit has come, and He is to glorify the Son. But in essence, He's glorifying God the Father and God the Son. When we hold up the Lord Jesus Christ, when we put Him forth in our lives, we are actually glorifying the Heavenly Father. Well, we're glorifying God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Notice in verse 14 it says, He, and that's the Holy Spirit, shall glorify me, Christ, for he shall receive of mine. He's going to receive things from the Lord Jesus Christ that he wants to be imparted to the people of the world, to the people who are his, the saved people. And he says, and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit's going to reveal things to us through the Word of God. Verse 15, and all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Remember, God the Father and God the Son, that's God. God the Holy Spirit is God. All things that the Father hath are mine. That's because they're God. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, the Holy Spirit, and shall show it unto you. He's going to take the things, again, that Jesus Christ wants us to know, and he's going to relay those things to us. Verse 16, a little while, and ye shall see me, ye shall not see me. This is Jesus speaking to the apostles and to the disciples here. He's saying, you're not going to see me. I'm going to go away. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Well, Jesus is coming again one day. Jesus is coming back into this world. He's going to touch down, according to the book of Zechariah, he's going to touch down on the Mount of Olives. And you see, that's prophecy that we read of back here, and it's going to take place. That is the thing of the future that we look forward to. Now, we'll be with him already, but the world doesn't know this. And that we need to impart these truths to the world that Jesus is coming back one day. And when he comes back, he's not coming back as the Savior. He's coming back as the one who's going to rule the world with a rod of iron. In other words, he's going to be completely in charge. He's not going to put up with any foolishness. He's not going to let someone say that God is not God, that he is not God, that things of God are not good. He's going to rule this world with a rod of iron. He says, if I go away, I'm going to send the Comforter. And then he says, I'm going away, but I'm coming again. And he lets us know this, that he's coming again to this earth. And he's going to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years draws to a close, we see what's called the White Throne Judgment. This is where unsaved individuals will stand. And I always say that we say they stand, but I believe that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord at that time. And that is too late for those people who are there to receive judgment. Now, they've already been judged and they have not chosen Jesus Christ as Savior, but that's when the sentence is going to be pronounced. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Go into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. What a sad time that is going to be at the white throne. Jesus is coming soon for those of us who know him as Savior in the clouds, and we can be looking up and say, our redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready for him? Do you know him as Savior? If not, may I invite you to do so right now. Ask him to be your Savior. Ask him to come into your heart. Jesus Christ is waiting for you. Admit you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You need to measure up to God's standard, and the only way you measure up is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to save you today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.